My apologies today for the horse kirtan. However, since Sunday, I contacted some kind of throat infection. Just sort of been barely to speak for the last few days. That's why yesterday also I didn't have a podcast on top of being under a heavy meeting schedule here in New Rajadam. There's really a lot of things need to be discussed for the closing of the year, the planning of the new year, and that's really going on morning till night. Today I was also well enough to be able to get up in time to chant and then dress for Adi Shalom, and that is always what they call nowadays a reality check. Serving the Lord directly, chanting Hare Krishna, this is reality. Other things are certainly, especially devotional service, real, but these activities never fail to put everything into real perspective. Now, one of the topics that we're discussing in tomorrow I'm meeting with Chittahari Prabhu is about the Braja project. There remains, I believe, 5 or 6 projects still up for being sponsored. If you want to look at details, please look on the website. The pavilions and everything, as well as the accompanying paraphernalia like walking stones and so on are being ordered. So please let us know as soon as possible, devotees who want to take responsibility for a whole project or can only do so for part of one and are willing to team up with others. The project will be underway in the spring, as soon as we know for sure that spring has started, although right now it's really mild. It has been very mild, but that's probably deceptively so, and I wouldn't be sure that we're not going to get a good cold spell probably in February, or who knows, even in March. Anyhow, please let me know as soon as possible. And thanks for those who have already forwarded the Lakshmi. And just a reminder to those who have pledged and not yet forwarded, we are going to have to pay for those 14 pavilions, at least pay the balance when we collect them. So Lakshmi is needed. Right now I'm going to read what I also read from in Bhagavatam class, which was the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj to his demoniac schoolmates. And this is in 6th chapter, text 25, where the great Acharya says, Tushte cha tattr kim malabhyamananta adye kim ter guna vyatikara dihaye svasidha dharmadaya kim anugena chakankshitena sharam jasham charanayur upagayatam na. And the translation is, nothing is unobtainable for devotees who have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes, the original source of everything. The Lord is the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities. For devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature, what is the use of following the principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, liberation, which are all automatically obtainable under the influence of the modes of nature? We devotees always glorify the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore we need not ask for anything in terms of dharma, kama, artha, and moksha. Srila Prabhupada's purport elaborates further on this theme of Prahlad Maharaj. In an advanced civilization, people are eager to be religious, to be economically well situated, to satisfy their senses to the fullest extent. and at last to attain liberation. However, these are not to be magnified as desirable. Indeed, for devotee, these are all very easily available. Bhil Mangal Thakur said, Mukti Soyam Mukulitanjali Sevate Asman Dharma Taka Magataya Samaya Patiksha. Liberation always stands at the door of a devotee ready to carry out his order. Material advancement in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation simply wait to serve a devotee at the first opportunity. A devotee is already in the transcendental position. He does not need further qualifications to be liberated. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita Sagunaan Samati Chaitan Brahmavuya Kalpate, a devotee is transcendental to the actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature because he is situated on the Brahman platform. Prahlad Maharaj said, Agumanena Chakankshitena. If one is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the lotus feet of the Lord, he does not need anything in terms of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, in the beginning of the transcendental literature, it is said, Dharma Purujita Kaitavatra. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha are kaitava, false and unnecessary. Nirmatsaranam. Persons who are completely transcendental to the material activities of separateness, who make no distinction between mine and yours, but who simply engage in devotional service to the Lord, are actually fit to accept Bhagavad Dharma. Dharma and Bhagavata Iha. Because they are nitsam nirmatsarana, not jealous of everyone. They want to make others devotees, even their enemies. In this regard, Srila Madhavacharya remarks, Kangshate mukshagam api sukam na kangshato yata. Devotees are not desirous of any material happiness, including the happiness derived from liberation. This is called anyavilashita shunam jnana karma dhinavritam. Karmis desire material happiness and jnanis desire liberation, but a devotee does not desire anything. He is simply satisfied by rendering transcendental living service at the lotus feet of the Lord and glorifying Him everywhere by preaching, which is His life and soul. What a wonderful statement. Nothing is unobtainable for devotees who satisfy the Lord. Our only business is to satisfy Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj had already stated earlier on in these verses that Krishna is very easy to satisfy. He's not excessively demanding. And if you satisfy Krishna, then yoga shrima bahamiham, then He'll take care of everything. Devotees need not make any excessive, extraneous effort. They simply need to please Krishna by devotional service, and the result of devotional service, a byproduct, secondary byproduct, insignificant byproduct of devotional service, is that Krishna takes care of us. And what does take care of us mean? That means that He gives us what we need. It may not be what we want, but we'll certainly get what it is that we need. And if we have implicit faith in Krishna's protection, then our faith will not waver, will not be questioned. Oh, why is Krishna putting me into this situation? Whatever He wants is fine. It's all right. This is the mood, this is the spirit by which Vaishnavas live. It's actually their raison d'etre. People have to have some type of purpose in life. They have an inspiration. Religious people have a motive for which and by which they engage in devotional service. This is it for Vaishnavas. I simply want to please Krishna and depend upon Him. It's a very carefree, trouble-free existence, placing ourselves in Krishna's hands. And yoga kshema bahamyaham. This morning during kirtan, we're singing Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal. And then it says, Shama Sundara Kanayalal Giribaradhari Nanda Dulal. And I was meditating on Nanda Dulal, the Dulal, the darling of Nanda Maharaj, how Krishna is so dear, son of His father. He's Nanda Dulal. And because Nanda Maharaj, His existence is simply meant for pleasing Krishna. Therefore, Krishna will not fail to do even the smallest, most menial service for His father in Srimad Bhagavatam. You see that picture of little Krishna, chubby little boy. He just dressed in jewelry and the directions. And he's coming and bringing his father's shoes on his head. This is it's a tradition, not just in India, in Vedic times, but even in the West, that when the master of the house returns home, then children bring their father his slippers. I don't know if any of you out there have had the practice of doing that, but it's something that people do. Bring the slippers to your father. Now, not only it's a matter of is he bringing his slippers, but he's actually placing them on his head. Usually shoes are considered to be very untouchable things because they're always touching the earth. And anything and everything is there on the earth, so therefore it's considered to be a contaminated thing. For great transcendentally situated personalities like Nanda Maharaj, we don't consider what the outside of his shoe, we consider that in the inside of his shoe was his lotus feet, and therefore it's worshipful, but because he's walking in Vrindavan anyway, and Vrindavan is transcendental, so outside of the shoe, inside of the shoe, it's all equally holy. And here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He puts the shoes of his devotee on his head, and he carries it there. Even it's described, I think, either in the Bhagavatam or elsewhere, that even before Krishna is able to walk, he crawls with his father's shoes upon his head. This is Vahamiham. Krishna says, I'll bring it. So, if Krishna will bring his father's shoes, why won't he bring what you need? Why won't he bring you what you need? Actually, I'm sorry, I'm just coughing so much I can't speak anymore. I need to give my voice a break. Hare Krishna.